The question was asked, where does this section of the Emunah u'Bitachon fit into Emunah u'Bitachon? What's the Chazon Ish telling us in regard to Emunah u'Bitachon? So let's look at what the Chazon Ish has been setting up. He began by describing Emunah, where a person can look at the world and appreciate that there's a hand that's guiding the world and he knows what's going on and he's deciding. He won't necessarily decide the way we want, but we can appreciate, as we look at the order in the world, we can appreciate there's a hand that's running it. Then he went on to explain bitachon, which he interpreted as basically the capacity to maintain one's emunah in spite of hardships, where a person reaches junctures in life where they don't feel like God's watching. It's very hard for them to retain that understanding that God is involved in the picture, and nonetheless, they retain it. Then the Chazon Ish said that when a person has emunah and bitachon, then with that they can move forward in applying the Torah in their lives. Whereas a person can be honest in his business practices because he knows there's a hand guiding the world. He has to do his, but he realizes there's still a hand guiding the world. The Chazon Ish said that people like to think of emunah and bitachon in the abstract and not as an applied science. It is an applied science, and in order to understand how to apply it, we have to learn the details of halacha. He then went on to say that when we learn the details of halacha, we connect to the halacha. We have an appreciation for that system that the Torah wants us to live by. If all we have is emunah and bitachon in the abstract without the applied science, then we don't have real emunah or bitachon because we could be pushing the gas to the metal, driving in the wrong direction. A person can say, in the name of God, he's fighting this zealous fight, and really what he's doing is complete sin. He has no right to fight that fight. Then the Chazon Ish said, it's really tempting very often to believe that what we're doing is right. And a person has a hard time accepting that what he's doing is wrong. And then he brought this as an example. He's been bringing numerous examples where a person can even go to court. And he's presented his case before the judge, and he's still not confident that he should be going this route. Because maybe the judge didn't understand. So he's saying, yes, emunah and bitachon, we like to think about it as the general question of, do I understand God's running the world? But it applies to specifics as well. It applies to a person going to court and saying, I presented my case. The judge heard what I had to say. He studied the Torah and checked it out. Came up with this ruling. Well, I'm still working within the system. No one's saying a judge is infallible. People make mistakes, and even the high court makes mistakes, and Moshe Rabbeinu made mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. We're all human, but we're working within a system. Part of the emunah and bitachon is that I'm adhering to the system. Adhering to the system means that even though I'm tempted to say, maybe he doesn't understand, maybe he didn't get it, well, if you have grounds, so explain it better. If you have grounds, so verify better. But at the end of the day, you've gone to the most honest judge you could find, or most learned. You've presented your case as best as possible. Part of the system is having an appreciation that this is the system and this is how it's supposed to run. So that's where the Chazon Ish is leading us. As far as when we learn, we have an appreciation. When we don't learn, when emunah and bitachon remains in the abstract, it's just a concept I connect to. So then when we're faced to real life applications of the way of the Torah, it could really not jive with us. A person can see a halachic ruling and say, hey, that doesn't make sense to me. Right. That's part of what the Torah is teaching us. That if we look at things at first glance, we may not appreciate the way of the Torah. There can be instances where we will be confident that we have to go differently and that's not Torah, but it requires learning. And that brings us back to the point Chazon Ish is making, that true emunah u'bitachon is developed through learning the details of the law. It's not just an abstract concept, I believe God's running the show. Wait, but he told you how to live. So you want to live within that system, you have to apply it, which involves learning and learning the details. And even then, the Chazon Ish says, as we'll see, he'll elaborate on it in the future paragraphs, it's still very tempting to say they didn't understand. I could tell you personally, there are questions that I will pass on to my teachers, and sometimes they'll tell me leniency, and sometimes I'll ask, are you, like, do I have to go with that leniency? Like, is it for sure this is permissible? Like, is there not room to be more stringent? Because it doesn't always jive with me either. Sometimes I also think, hey, that seems really hard for me to permit that. I'll give you, I can give you many examples.
The walls don't go back, right? The walls crack, the river blows upstream. That's the classic example, right? Of what you said back on that too. Even if God himself says, you're right, you can't.
But that's different because that's the high court. I'm saying that's not a question of learning. That's a question that their ruling defines the halacha. We don't have that today. When a Rav rules today, his ruling is not defining halacha. There it was the high court against Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. So that's a little bit different, because there it's lo b'shamayim hi. Here we say he's got to work with the system. He doesn't have the power of the high court anymore.
Even if God himself would say, you're right, you have a good point, and you gave a few examples. There are going to be times when people will make mistakes, but the system says you have to go with that mistake, and the tendency is to go to enough rabbis and spin it enough ways that you'll get someone to say, yeah, you're right. That's what you want to do. It's a big problem.
Yeah, right? So basically, yeah.